City Hall is looking into traffic safety issues in Port Robinson East after a car crashed through the guardrail on River Street last month. The recent vehicle accident has advanced the need to take further steps to regulate the speed of vehicles moving through this area, reads a City Hall report on the matter. Education and enforcement solutions have not achieved a measurable level of success. Consternation was high among Port Robinson residents when photos of the accident circulated on Facebook last month. "When I drive the limit, angry drivers roar by me every day," one resident commented. "Am I the only one driving the limit? I hope not." And the city wonders why we want to save the bridge because we don't trust walking up along the road or on that pathway near the guardrail, said another. This is proof why. The city has been working with the Niagara Regional Police Services, NRPS, to try and mitigate the problems with little to no success. Staff have been meeting with the NRPS in an effort to step up enforcement and education for motorists operating vehicles in an unsafe or careless manner, says the City Hall report. A more progressive approach may be needed to reduce speeding and heighten driver awareness. City Hall staff has come up with a few different solutions to deal with the issue. One would be an all-way stop at the intersection of Bridge and River Streets, and another would be warning signs on Canby Street. There will be a public information session held in the future to give the local community the opportunity to give their feedback. Fixing the broken guardrail will cost the city $70,857.50.